Disability advocates say people living with autism shouldn't be excluded from the National Disability Insurance Scheme, as leaders prepare to discuss reforms at National Cabinet this week. The NDIS is facing cost blowouts, partly driven by unexpectedly high number of Australians with autism and developmental delay joining the scheme. Some of the changes flagged include shifting some costs to the states, and an autism diagnosis likely won't be enough to qualify someone to access the scheme. Equal Access for Autism chairman Peter Marshall told SBS he wants to work with the federal government to find solutions.
Without preempting the discussions, we say there should be automatic inclusion. I mean, NDIS is there to support families with disabilities. And indeed, there's so many families who are affected with children on the spectrum. We'd love to have that discussion about what could be achieved. We'd love to be able to translate that into seeing how we can match our aspirations with that of the NDIS.